and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Crystals
And the home.
The home today. Yes, we are talking about crystals in the home. Because we have some exciting news. Well, I don't have exciting news.
I have exciting news. I just moved into my first ever, and hopefully only ever, because moving sucks, home that I own. So I can paint a wall hang things on the walls and smash things if I want.
That's true. So take down a wall?
Take down a wall if I want later on.
Exciting.
Yes, very excited.
So, I mean, buying a house in this... In this economy,
where you have to forego your avocado on toast if you...
Oh, God, don't get me started. Like, millennially triggered. You've heard of the Millennial Falcon. Now get ready for it.
Millennial trigger. Yes, in this economy, you would think it was difficult.
Yeah.
We were very lucky in that we had an excellent... sort of financial advisor, mortgage broker team. They were incredible. They were really great at like dumbing things down for us. And like literally like we had maybe three meetings with them that were about half an hour of length each time. And then they kind of took care of everything for us. Like obviously we had to sign some paperwork and fill in and like send in like some PDFs of like our IDs and things like that to be approved. But otherwise it was all like very streamlined. So if you're in Perth and you're looking for a mortgage broker, I can highly recommend Elite Finance in Osborne Park.
They have not sponsored us, but...
They have not sponsored us, but but I'm happy to give them the shout out because they're a dream. And they're also helping Zoe.
Yes.
Who is currently building her house as well. And it was Zoe who recommended them to me. So thank you, Zoe.
Fantastic. I'm just like, it's so glad to hear that you had a streamlined, relatively easy, like,
in saying procedure. That though, it still sucked. Yeah. Like, I can totally understand why people rent, because it's, you know, it's a lot of back and forth with paperwork. It's a lot of like, do you want to go with this bank or this bank? Do you want to go with this type of mortgage fund or this type of mortgage fund? Do you want variable or fixed rates? And they throw a bunch of money jargon at you and you're like, ugh.
Yep. Relatable.
Is this where I tell them that the part of math that I always failed was the financial part of math? With like, about like, interest rates and like depreciation and appreciation. Yeah, no.
I'm again millennially triggered.
I didn't go to school for math.
Well, now that you're in your home, I mean, like you said, you get all that exciting stuff. You get to decorate, you get to paint, but you also get to like
throw a bunch of crystals
around. Throw a bunch of crystals at it. And I mean, that's something that we get both online and in store all the time, is somewhat like, you know, people coming in and being like, where can I display this in the home?
Yeah.
Should this be in my home?
I'm about to move into my new house. Yep. What do you recommend? I have a friend who's about to move into a new house. What do you recommend? I'm moving into a rental. What would you recommend to help sort of clear previous tenants, like energy, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So today's episode is going to be all about crystals and the home and kind of in space and kind of how you can use them, which is really exciting. Now, we are currently in my home.
Yeah. Actually. So if you hear like some like pitter patter and some snorts and stuff, that those are the pugs.
Which I'm looking outside now and Pablo is standing on the table. On the table, the little...
What a brave boy.
But yes, so if you do hear the pitter patter of little feet, that is the pugs. So let's dive in, Jess. So in your home, have you already started putting crystals up?
I have. Do keep in mind, I have a lot of crystals and I haven't found the right home for each of them yet.
Yeah.
Partly because I'm still unpacking. I've only been in the place for like less than 2 weeks, so I'm still unpacking.
Yeah.
But yes, there are definitely some crystals out. And I mean, the first thing that I did when we moved in, aside from bring the boxes into the house, obviously, is I did walk around the space burning just some incense and also just like placing some selenite around. I had a bundle of selenite that I had in like my little like first day backpack. If there is a moving tip that I can give anyone, it's a make sure you have like a first 24 hours box, which has like your linen, what you want to wear for the next 24 hours, maybe like a plate and a set of cutlery for each person moving in, and like toiletries and stuff. And then I have like a couple of week boxes if I can't immediately unpack everything at once. But yes, so in that like first 24 hours box, I had a bundle of selenite that I like placed around on my different windows and entry points of the house.
Beautiful. And for those of you who are kind of like just getting into it, selenite is a really great crystal to just cleanse and charge. Yeah. And like I did the exact same thing when we moved into our house, was having that fresh energy kind of drawn in.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I wasn't that concerned about the previous tenant's energy. When I viewed the place, when it was for sale, when we walked in, the previous tenant who actually built the house, they had incense burning, they had a salt lamp,
okay.
They had some crystals, and I was like, these people get me.
Yeah.
The energy in here is good, no worries. So I wasn't that nervous about previous tenant energy, but it's still just something that I like to do. It's a clean slate, cleanse it all.
The previous owners of our house were deeply, deeply religious. Ooh. And like, there were like crucifixes everywhere, which I mean, you do you, boo, but like, I felt like I might step in and just like burst into flame. Like, so a little bit of a cleanse was like good for me.
Going to a private school in high school and having a lot of religious friends, I know that feeling of stepping into someone's home and seeing a lot of crucifixes and like live, love, Jesus.
Ooh, that's a new one.
I know. Quotes on like canvases and stuff. And you, yeah, exactly. You sort of feel like you're bringing in like your sinner filth into the home. Religious trauma things.
But having said that, so selenite is definitely one that I had for first getting in the home. Yes. Also makes a really great housewarming gift because of that reason. The other thing that I started putting out was just like my go-to basics that really have kind of everyday. And that's like, I really love smoky quartz because like the whole gratitude thing, staying grounded and grateful. Mm-hmm. Really love that. And a lot of obsidian for like reflection.
Yeah. I later dug out my like little tourmaline ruffs and also popped them with the selenite. At my front door, I have like a little, we have this like shelf in the wall and I've turned it into an altar.
Beautiful.
So I have a massive like rose quartz pillar, a massive tourmaline quartz pillar, a little selenite pillar, and a clear quartz geode.
Yeah.
And there's like a photo of Jake and I there. And it's,
stone.
Yeah. So, people walking in, they're bringing in like love and protective energy. There's also a pyrite cluster there. So abundant energy. just a little altar of all the good things that I wanted to sort of invite into the home.
I like that. All about intention.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit about that. But one question I get a lot of in store anyway, is what is the difference between like having a wearable crystal or one that you put in your pocket, like a tumble, versus one around the home?
I mean, obviously in terms of its like crystal makeup, not a lot of difference. Size most likely would be the biggest difference, depending on if you're putting tumbles around the home or bigger statement pieces. Wearables obviously keep that kind of crystal energy bubble sort of around you.
Yeah.
Whereas typically crystals for the home are bigger and therefore impact a bigger space, like a whole room. Or again, if it's like the pink halite piece that I'm currently sat next to, the whole home.
She's a biggie.
She is a biggie. For reference, it's as long as my arm.
Yes.
Do you see this?
Size queen. So, I mean, yeah, for how I like to relate it to people is like, for example, I'm wearing like Appetite choker right now. Mm-hmm. For me, I like to think, you know, that crystal and that intention is for today.
Yeah.
That's what I'm carrying around with me for today. I also have a piece of, like, I have a tumble of sodalite in my pocket. which is like, you know, speaking your truth, that confidence.
Beautiful. You also have an appetite ring.
I do have an appetite ring on. Appetite's all about like goal smashing. I have a few goals that I really have like front and center in my mind right now.
Yes. I imagine they're similar to mine.
Yes. Yes. I also have a rose quartz tumble in my pocket. So, you know, like, although I want to smashing goals, being ambitious, speaking my truth confidently, I also want to lead it with love and compassion. Mm-hmm. And so that is kind of like, I woke up this morning feeling like P. Diddy for my millennials out there. And I, you know, I was like, okay, what is my intention for today? Mm-hmm. Versus in my home, the intention doesn't change daily.
Not every day, at least.
You know, I can, you know, I generally have my bigger pieces out. Mm-hmm. I have like, you know, that stay in either the kitchen or mm-hmm. the stay in the bedroom mm-hmm. or stay in the bedroom, you know. but then you have other ones that, you know, I might move around from time to time being like, that one was great in the office, but now I'm going to bring it into the living room, you know, but yeah, they don't change as often.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because last week I ran Crystal Club and the theme was crystals for the home as well. And so we talked a lot about different ways to incorporate crystals into your home that aren't just like sort of like a crock pot setting and forgetting. There are other ways you can incorporate like crystals into your sort of home crystal practice. Obviously, I talk about it every episode. Gridding is where each room you can grid a room for a particular intention. So as an example, in the bathroom, you might want to make that space have the kind of energy that's going to support self-love and self-confidence. So you could place a couple of crystals around the room that reflect that energy, something like a rose quartz or a rose calcite. Is really lovely. Some moonstone for that like feminine protective energy.
I really like pink. I currently in my bathroom have pink opal.
I actually have candle quartz in my bathroom. It's a really nice, gentle, meditative crystal. And like, I feel like, you know, when you bathe, you're kind of like cleansing
the day
off of you. And I like working with that candle quartz in my bathroom with the water, not putting the candle quartz in the water, but like the energies of the water and the energy of the candle quartz.
I get you.
Like for a bedroom, for instance, you might want to grip the space for like sleep. So like some amethyst, white halite, rose quartz again is a nice one for sleep. If you're prone to like nightmares or sort of like anxiety dreams, like I can be, Botswana agate or a nephrite jade are both really nice options. So definitely you could grid each room. You could also grid an entire house. And like I did that with my selenite and my tourmaline in each space of the house. And then you can have kind of like a centerpiece and kind of the center-ish of your house. You could go as hardcore as our coworker Carly.
This is one of my all-time favorite stories about Carly.
So when we first met Carly, when Carly was a customer, she was telling me about the time that she built her house. And before they laid the concrete down for her foundation, she like snuck in onto her lot and gridded her lot with obsidian, clear quartz and rose quartz. And then they laid the concrete over the top. So literally her house's foundation is like gridded with love and protection, which I thought was like such a stunning story. And if I ever build, I would definitely be taking a page out of Carly's book.
Yeah. It's just like next level. Like,
exactly.
Here I am being like, I know lots about crystals. And then it's like Carly.
Right.
Carly.
You could set up altars in your house. The difference between like, I guess, altars and crystal grids is crystal grids tend to typically have more of like a pattern to them.
Yeah.
Whereas altars are just kind of a collection of things around an intention in a single place.
Like you were saying, like with your pictures.
With my picture of Jake and I with our rose quartz pillar and our tourmaline quartz pillar and our pyrite cluster. That is more of an altar. The other little crystal tidbit that I really enjoyed that I came up with is also if you've got a pet who wears a collar, putting a crystal pendant on their collar so as they walk around the house, they're literally moving that like energy.
Come here, Papa.
Quick. get the plugs. They're moving that energy throughout the place. So, you know, whether it's a piece of obsidian or, speaking of the pugs right underneath me, or, you know, clear quartz just for amplification, even some rose quartz, like those are some really nice options. We get a lot of people buying bloodstone for their pets when their pets are about to go into surgery, but you could swap out the pendants every now and then as well. So
we have these really cute, like, sphere pendants.
Sphere ones, yeah.
That would go really popular for
pets. Like, especially cats or small dogs.
Yes, because they are quite tiny.
Yeah.
Just a word of caution, if you are planning on doing that, just make sure that your, like, your pet cannot reach...
Yes.
The, like, so it's nice to have, like, a pendant that dangles, but just make sure that they can't reach it.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so those were...
That's a really good idea. I really like that.
Yeah, yeah. So those are
a couple... Do you guys want to learn how to wear collars?
So those are, like, some very simple ways to make your crystal practice a little bit more involved within the home that isn't just like, oh, crystal looks pretty here, I'm just going to place it here. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yep.
Like, the crystals that are currently in my living room are there because I like the way that they look there. I like the way that I have a nice labradorite pillar and the sun hits it and it glows
it sings.
Bright blue. And I'm like, yep, that's where you have to be to catch the light.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Yeah. Was there any particular intentions you had in placing your crystals around your...
Oh, 100%. Home at all? So with me, like, similar to you, I definitely... I don't grid as much. I know gridding is like you vibe on that. For me, I'm more of the crockpot method. I love the set
and forget. It's easy.
It is easy.
It's easy. It's beginner friendly. Anyone can do it.
Yeah. So I have pink opal and moonstone in my bathroom. It's that whole like, and rose quartz actually. Nice. It's that whole like being able to set it, forget it. Mm-hmm. There are also love stones and heart healing stones. I have every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, yay, thank you, pink opal. helping me heal my heart.
Yeah.
And all of those three crystals are water safe.
Nice.
Which, you know, we'll talk about can be a little problematic where you place your crystals in their home. When it gets to like my bedroom, I use a little bit more lepidolite. Nice. I know that you don't vibe with lepidolite as much, but I definitely vibe with lepidolite. And I know Jaden as well uses a lot of like nephrite jade, and obsidian, for protection and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Really, really love those stones for, you know, fighting off bad dreams, mm-hmm. keeping that positivity, things like that. Then when it comes to our living room, I really like to mix it up. So I think once a month I kind of rearrange my crystals because I have so many.
I mean, every time I come, there's something like different going on in your living room.
Yeah.
So
right now I have to think about, right now in my living room, I definitely know that, oh God, what have I done? I've recently moved my Caribbean blue calcite into the living room.
Okay.
Having to go through things, for those of you who have been following along with Crystal and Stone, we are moving soon.
We are.
And, you know, that's been stressful. Yes. So having that peace, that calm, the reminder that it's gonna be all right, mm-hmm. and that's that whole vibe of Caribbean blue calcite.
Yeah.
I really like having that in my living room.
Nice.
It's also a really popular one that people come to us and are like, what's a good housewarming gift?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is what I use. That and selenite. Again, I have selenite everywhere with the intention of let's keep the space fresh and clean. The only one that's kind of out of place, I think, that I haven't moved and I feel like I need to is recently we got in some pink amethyst.
Nice.
Yeah. And that we've put in the main living room, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like it either needs to be in the bedroom because mm-hmm. it's like all about the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I just going back to like buying crystals as a housewarming gift. My go-to is always the selenite.
Yeah.
because of the cleansing, but also you can get a little more, bit more bang for your buck because it is such a plentiful crystal. It's easy to get. So you can get some big statement pieces for your friends or your family and not necessarily break the bank.
That's true.
But also our most functional pieces in the store also happen to be selenite. So we have candle pillars and we have lamps.
Oh, yeah. The lamps are beautiful. Yeah,
that are made of selenite. So even if your friend or your family member aren't huge crystal people, like they're not really there yet, which is totally fine, it doubles as an actual like functional piece. It's like, yes, I've given you a crystal, but it's also a lamp.
Yeah.
So
actually, speaking of which, I'm pretty sure we have selenite lamps in every room. There's one.
Yeah,
there's,
I love your two massive ones.
We have two in the living room as well.
Jaden, if you're listening, if you get big selenite lamps, that would be really nice.
That would be a great
thank you, and also from the rest of the staff. Cheers.
Yeah. I'll get on. I'll start like influencing that.
Yeah. We also just so beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm not the only one who's asked for bigger selenite lamps.
It's true. That's true.
But the ones we have in store are still quite
large.
Large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the other pieces around my home are that, you know, I don't really switch out are like large statement pieces that I'm like, these are permanently in this spot. And that includes like the pink halite beside you.
Beautiful. I'll post a photo of it on the podcast socials, and actually I'll then post one with my arm next to it so we can get like a size reference. There we go.
Yeah, good for it. The other one that is a huge one and I love to have out is my huge Himalayan quartz.
Your Himalayan quartz is fucking beautiful, and also I hate you.
You know, it's pink. It kind of matches the whole vibe of the house, and we keep it out in our like outdoor area, which is kind of like our gathering center. It's like high energy. It's kind of like where we all kind of meet up.
You have a piece that you've turned into like an incense holder.
Yes, it's also outside.
Yeah. Okay.
In our undercover area. Nice. Yeah. It just like looked exactly like the slice of it looked exactly like an incense
holder. There was just happened to be like a natural little hole in it that we were like,
boop. And it just, it fits.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's good. And I think the other one, trying to think about what else I have around here. The other one I think that we have is like the wolfenite, which is Jaden's. Jaden is obsessed with that. It's a specimen piece that is just...
Yeah, I was looking at it as you were chatting and I was like, I don't think I've seen that piece before.
We've never got it in store. It was like one of a kind. Oh, and the miner was like, oh yeah, this is...
Wolfenite.
I think it's spelled W-U-L-F. And Jaden just looked at it and was like, it's a galaxy. And it looks like stars scattered on like a black. I'll upload a picture of it.
A stone of transformation. It helps to overcome pessimism, procrastination, and self-defeating attitudes.
Yeah, which is great to have in the home.
Yes, definitely. Oh, and consist the balance of sexual energy. Would you say your wolfenite then is like your most unusual piece in your house, or do you have anything else like
actually
quirky?
So, weird and quirky, yes. Uh-huh. I would say that's probably our strangest. I get this question a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the most rare piece in your home?
Well, yeah, okay. Let's answer that.
Okay, and you know what? I will answer that because it was... Someone asked me and I was like, I don't think I have a really, really rare one. And then I thought about it more and I was like, oh, shoot. I was actually gifted a really rare one. I was gifted alexandrite.
Oh, from Bailey.
By Bailey, yeah. Bailey gifted me alexandrite, which is actually one of the birthstones of June and Cancer. And it's a color-changing crystal. So depending on the light, if it's like fluorescent or incandescent or natural, it changes from like a green to almost a purple. It is really cool. Really cool. And like... pieces. Now, Bailey did not spend this much, just to preface.
Yes, but Bailey went on an auction site.
Yes. So small pieces can go up to $45,000.
Yeah, you were telling me. Yeah.
It is a really rare gemstone. Mm-hmm. The piece that Bailey gave me, which I think I need to go get it appraised, but it's about an eighth of my pinky nail.
Oh my God.
It is very, very tiny. I'll show it to you after.
Yeah.
Maybe we can upload it.
With a size comparison.
To one of my pinky nails.
Yeah, to your pinky nail.
But it is, it is very, very rare. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, there's something about it that's just like, oh, like my whole like energy just changed when I saw it. It was beautiful and beautiful.
Okay. But that's cool.
Yeah. I keep that one just over there as well.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. I think my weirdest, I don't know how rare crocite is.
It's pretty rare.
Okay. Well, then it would either be my crocite, which Jake likes to call the spaghetti crystal. To him, it looks like spaghetti.
Where is he ordering spaghetti from?
I would like to know that too. If anything, I would say it kind of looks like, it's the texture of like a peppermint crisp,
but
red.
Okay.
But yeah, probably my crocite, which you and Jay very generously gifted me last year.
Yes.
Last year for Christmas. Otherwise, for my birthday, my aunt gifted me this collection of crystals she had that tied in with a set of oracle decks that she just like didn't vibe with anymore. And you pull a card and you're supposed to work with one of the crystals because she
love that. Yeah.
She used to travel abroad a lot. And so like piece by piece, she made sure she had a piece for each card of this particular deck she had. Probably Dioptes.
Yes. Dioptes.
Yeah, so I have a piece of Dioptes.
Ooh.
Not a huge piece, like not as big as the piece that's at the store currently, but like it's like the size of my thumb, like thumbnail.
It's quite a beautiful crystal as well.
Yeah. So maybe those two are probably my rarest, but my crocite is definitely my most like weird and wacky looking crystal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, speaking of like weird and wacky, so when it comes to crystals around the home, is like, what do you think, Jess, about like shapes and forms? Because like, I definitely have some opinions, but I'd like to hear your side.
Obviously I am a pillar queen.
Pillar queen.
I'm a pillar queen. I love pillars are probably my favorite form. They're big, they're tall, they're impressive. And with a pillar shape, the energy supposedly shoots like up and out.
Yeah.
And given the size of my pillars, they're going to work well to influence the space of at least a room.
Yep.
So I'm definitely a pillar queen, but I do also enjoy a good old cluster.
Yeah. Like that natural, kind of raw.
Yeah. Probably the biggest piece that I own is a Pakistani quartz cluster that sits in my living room. So definitely a cluster queen as well. Obviously, the bigger the piece, the bigger the space it's going to inform. Sometimes shape can impact the way in which energy
diverts.
Yeah. I mean, you talk about it in your, I'm new here, your beginner crystal course. The example that always comes to mind is like pyramids are kind of like short little flat generators.
It's true. Yep.
Really great, shape if you have like pets that like to knock things off because it's got a really nice stable base.
Like cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas dependent on how thin a pillar is, pillars can be a little bit wobbly. So if you do have a cat that likes to jump up and brush against things, pillars might not be the shape for you. You might be more of like a bigger cluster or like a pyramid, something that's a little bit hard to knock over.
Well, speaking of which, in our bedroom, we do not allow Luna into the bedroom. she just isn't our cat, Luna.
Yeah.
However, the one that knocks things over is me. Like I am a total klutz, and especially when I like either like just wake up or if I had a few drinks, getting into bed can be, you know, a hassle, especially because the way my cabinet is right close to my side of the bed.
Okay. Yeah.
So at first I had a whole bunch of points that were like all nicely lined up, and it was, I had like a little altar and they were all pointed.
I'm seeing where this is going. Yeah.
And like, boom, boom, like these hips were made for walking. And,
these hips don't lie.
Yeah, no, they don't. Why did I go boots are made for walking, but like hips? Anyway, well, they are made for walking. I literally bumped like boom, boom, and like bumped into the cabinet more than once and just like literally shattered my points. Oh. I was like, no. So I have like a genius. said I am. I have replaced those exact points with pyramids.
Nice.
Because they have that, or geoliths, because they have that low center of gravity, and they aren't going to knock over. Or with a geolith, if it gets knocked over, it's chunky boy. It's not going to
Hot break. Tip, if your points are narrow enough, you can fit them in lipstick holders.
Shut up. Why would you think of a lipstick holder?
Yeah. So if you've got those like little organizers, those like Perspex organizers from like Kmart, if your points are like thin enough.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You just like changed it? Revolutionized your world. Yeah.
Yeah. My like organization.
Or the essential oils boxes that like Kmart sells.
Yes. Take the lid off and just like.
Yeah. Just tuck them in as well. Cool. Is interesting alternative that you could use.
Well, similarly to you, I do enjoy having a good cluster around the home, as evident by the clusters around my home. However, I really also love just putting tumbles and like spheres around.
Ugh.
What?
I hate spheres.
Why?
Because I'm a high maintenance person, and if my crystal requires a stand so it doesn't roll away and smash.
Okay,
fair. It's too high maintenance for me.
That's fair. That is fair.
I do have some sphere crystals because they are like too beautiful for me to walk away from.
Yeah.
However, I don't go out of my way to go buy sphere crystals because if a crystal, if a crystal is too high maintenance, I don't need that.
I literally have a giant rhodonite sphere that is sitting on my bookstand. And sometimes I look at it and I go, all it would take was one mouse. rat. to like knock one book over. And that sphere is going.
Is
like,
it on? Did you end up posting that on the Instagram or just TikTok?
No, Instagram as well.
Okay. So for those who don't know what we're talking about, on the Crystal and Stone main Instagram feed, if you go back to our reels two or so months ago.
Yeah.
Jay and Dylan had a furry little rodent visitor in their house. And there's a whole reel of Dylan trying to deal with getting this rat out. And it's so funny. Like, we were crying laughing when you were sending us all the videos.
Yeah.
So definitely go have a little watch if you need a little smile.
Our little friend climbed up the bookshelf. And honestly, I wasn't even thinking of the crystals that have, like, are staggered up my bookshelf. But, like, now looking back, I'm like, I could have knocked them all over. You could have
knocked them all over.
Our furry friend could have knocked them all over.
That little furry friend got some like height on his jumps. And
got some airtime. Yeah. Like, just like,
yeah. So, poor thing. So good, ended really bad. The rat is okay, we think.
Well,
you let it out of the house.
Yes, what
happened after it got out of the house is on the rat and not on Jay Dylan.
yes. But
you love tumbles.
I do. Okay. And tumbles are so versatile because you can put them anywhere. So you can put them in your little altar. Mm-hmm. You can put them on your desk. You can put them
on houseplants.
As long as they are water safe, you can put them anywhere.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings it, like I said, I like to freshen up an intention in each room. So I will do that. I'll just take some and I'll just move them around and be like,
If you live in a place where like the people around you aren't into crystals, like they're like, that's witchy stuff, that's the stuff of the devil, don't do it. been there, done that. Definitely like burying some tumbles in some pot plants is a nice way for you to incorporate crystal energy without necessarily like offending anyone with their appearance.
Yeah. Again, do your research before you, whatever.
Yeah.
I've heard of some people, and I personally haven't done this, but I think I might give it a try, is putting a tumble on top of artwork, like that's been framed and on the, or like picture frames. Okay. Especially if it's like higher up and things like that.
Yeah.
I know of some practices like of people putting like, you know, on doorways.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people putting the rods, like the selenite rods, on top of
door frames,
which I totally get and I totally vibe with. My door frames don't allow for that, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, some of yours could. Yeah, I think if I had a thin enough piece of selenite, I definitely could. I mean, we don't slam doors or anything like that, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's another practice that I've read about that I was like, oh, that's cool. And if you had a thin rod-like shape, you could definitely use that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love that.
So going between sizes, mm-hmm. what would you say is like a statement piece versus just like a regular piece? And do you think size matters when it comes to crystals?
Depending on what you want to do with it, yes.
Yeah.
If let's be clear, you can definitely impact the like energetic vibrations of a room or a house with enough tumbles.
Yes.
So don't feel like you have to spend hundreds on big massive statement pieces.
Especially if you already have some. Yeah, like
if you have a shit ton of selenite tumbles and like clear quartz tumbles, amazing. Use that. That's great. Because you can kind of counteract size with like amount.
Yep.
Especially if you're being cautious of where you're placing them and stuff and putting that in.
Kind of like Jess kind of gridded selenite and tourmaline.
In terms of like what I would classify a statement piece versus a like smaller piece, I guess like at our store, if it's like a pillar, a sphere, a cluster, a geode, or a slab.
Yes.
I would classify those as statement pieces. Unless you're getting like a really big pyramid, I would classify the pyramids as kind of everyday pieces because you don't generally get ones that are bigger than sort of the size of my palm. Points, again, the bigger a point is, it becomes more of a pillar than a point.
Yeah. I like to think of it as like, I know we're relating kind of back to an office, but like if you could have a small, like if the piece is small enough that you could have it on your desk at your office, that's a pretty regular piece.
Yeah.
If it would be like, you know, everyone would come by your desk and be like, what the heck is that? That's probably the bigger statement piece. Or maybe at like the front desk of an office being like, ooh.
Yeah. Like, and in terms of your point of like, does size matter? I mean, for me, I'm a size queen. Yes, it does. The bigger, the better. But in terms of energetically affecting a space, again, if you just have multiple tumbles, that is going to do just as much as having a big ass pillar in the middle of your room. Just depends on what you've got access to, what you can afford, what you energetically vibe with. You might not like pillars. You might not like clusters. You might vibe purely with smaller pieces.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. And you're not going to not be able to like energetically affect your home if
the other thing is if you have a smaller space
then you don't need a bigger piece, right?
Like I know lots of people who are like renting and they're like, oh, I can only have like this in my like one bedroom or whatever, and it's like, that's totally fine. That's enough energy for it. And I think going back to either a your intention, and I know it's so funny when people come into the store and they're like, you're kind of a terrible salesman,
right?
But I'm like you don't need to have the biggest piece or as many pieces. As long as you're putting the intention into it, that's the energy you're going to get out.
Yeah.
And I know I talked to one lady out of a purchase once and she made that comment. And I was like, but do you feel like this smaller piece will give you the energy that you need? And she's like, yes. And I was like, great.
Well, then
that's exactly
that's what
I'm here
for. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like when anyone comes in and I recommend them like five or so tumbles and I'm like, but don't feel like you need to pick up every single thing I've recommended.
Yes.
Only pick up the things that you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Or you can completely ignore all of my recommendations if you're suddenly like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Insert pug noises here.
Yes, we are terrible salesmen, but or are we the best salesmen?
Oh.
Because you're getting what you need.
Ooh. Sorry. All right. So now a kind of a difficult question.
Yeah.
Like I talk about this all the time in store. Are there areas that you shouldn't put crystals?
Difficult question in some ways, easier question in others. Geologically speaking.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Geologically speaking.
Okay.
Geologically speaking, yes, there are some crystals that I wouldn't place in certain parts of the homes.
Yep.
the biggest and easiest example is I wouldn't put selenite in a bathroom.
Preach.
Because it's like, it's all moisture in there. Selenite dissolves in moisture. If you like
hot water, selenite dissolves with just like the moisture in the air.
Similarly with pink halite, we had a customer yes. who like kept their pink halite in their bathroom and then emailed us and was like, my halite is like,
leaking.
It's like half the size it was.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, where have you been keeping it? Oh, in my bathroom. Because of all the like heat and the humidity and the moisture in the air, it just slowly ate away at it. So I would be we say this almost every episode, I'd be cautious of any crystal that has an ite at the end of it, but like predominantly selenite and like a halite, I just wouldn't.
Yeah.
The like kind salt, like the salt roughs people have. I obviously wouldn't have that in a bathroom.
I was gonna say if you have like a salt lamp or like something like that, like I wouldn't. I mean, I like to put Epsom salt in my bath, but like not in the bathroom.
Yeah, quartzes are gonna be the safest to have in your bathroom.
Yeah,
they're not. Typically, unless they've grown with something interesting, they're not going to dissolve or be impacted in any way.
The other one that I really want to talk about is doing your research on, there are some crystals, especially in their raw forms, that can be toxic.
Yes.
And a prime example of this is like malachite.
Yeah.
Sulfur.
Yes.
What else? We also have like crocite.
Crocite. Which is like a lead-based crystal.
It is, yeah. Which perfectly fine to like set and forget.
Yeah.
However,
it's not a piece that you'd want to like be picking up every day. Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't keep it in my my bedroom as well.
Yeah.
Just because like, you know, you're sleeping, you're breathing in, you're having all of those, like I wouldn't put it right next to my bed.
Unless you have maybe like a glass lockable cabinet, totally. Like a display cabinet. That is a great way to have some of those more sought after pieces that are also unfortunately not great health-wise.
Yeah.
To keep around.
Exactly. Keeping them either in a glass container or like a container or not. Like I just wouldn't display like my raw malachite in my bath or in my bedroom.
Yeah. There are certainly, personally for me, there are some combinations that I wouldn't put in certain rooms just because for energetically what they are and what that room would tend to be for. Like I wouldn't necessarily put crystals that are supposed to like be all like calming, etc., inside my office space where I want to be like productive and not be procrastinating. Similarly, I wouldn't put those crystals that are going to help me be productive in like my bedroom where I would hope to like sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. But again,
entirely individually,
up to you.
Totally up to you.
What I put in my bedroom, you might not vibe with, and that is totally fine.
Like, I like, you know, stones that are, like, I think I have loving stones. This is the cancer in me. I have loving and compassion stones in every single room. Like,
which is really, really nice to have that energy wherever you walk in.
It's true. But then, like you said, like, I wouldn't put something like a bumblebee jasper in my bedroom.
No.
Like
crystal that's for productivity and like busy bee attitude,
or like lemon calcite, like that's literally like a swift kick in the ass. Like
definitely not for beside the bedroom.
There are any other kind of crystals for the home that you think
one that we don't really talk about but I recommended for my crystal club goers is black agate.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you're not familiar, black agate, it's first and foremost a protection crystal, but it is specifically for like home stress.
Mm.
So like when you get home from, you know, a day at work, you want to just chill, but you know, you've seen that the dishes need to be done and that like laundry needs to be done. And like, I don't know, the kids' snacks for the next day need to be made. And like, oh no, I've just seen that my mother's going to come round quick. I need to give the space like a quick mop, blah, 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 blah. It's a nice one to sort of counteract just that like additional kind of home-based stress that you might be carrying in.
Yeah.
So funny. All the crystal clubbers were like, can we request this in bigger pieces? I was like, oh, I'll see what I can do, but probably not.
Yeah.
So I would have a look at some black agate for sure. I also really like dendritic agate for the home.
Yeah.
Dendritic agate is a really beautiful crystal to help sort of develop like growth and like your roots,
yep.
if you will, and also coal in abundance. So in an ideal situation, a home is where you would be placing like these roots for you to be able to grow, but you also want, would I also like to invite abundance into your home to further that growth. So I really like working with some dendritic agate for home-based like practices.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think for me, the two that I really like that aren't, that aren't conventionally like home crystals, mm-hmm. if you would like that's actually yeah. a thing. I really love, just because, you know, chances are you and your loved ones are going to be spending a lot of time in your home.
Yes.
I also really love lapis lazuli for the home. It's about tranquility. It's about opening up communication ways. So really allowing you and the other members of the house, whether you're a partner, a family, or a shared space renting, it's allowing that communication to open and to be able to say, like, I need this. Can you please do the dishes? Whatever it yeah. is that you need to share, it opens up those pathways.
Yeah.
The other one is iolite.
Okay.
So iolite is a stone about conflict resolution mm-hmm. and allowing kind of easing of same communication, easing those conflicts and allowing them to, you know, come to a common ground.
Oh, so if you're getting passive aggressive, like you left the dishes out notes from your roommate, maybe iolite something to work with.
Put iolite on the table and
with a smiley face.
Yeah. two eyes. Two iolites.
It's interesting what you said about lapis, because I find lapis to be really aggressive.
Really?
And I would have, personally for me, I would have leaned more towards like an Amazonite.
Oh, okay.
But again, that's just a classic example of like, while we work together, while we see each other quite often, we have different crystals that we gravitate towards yep. for different things. What you would use lapis for, like for the home, is something that I would use more so for a workplace, and I would never work with that for like a home scenario.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So that's really interesting.
Again, if you are drawn to a crystal for a specific reason, it's probably for a reason.
Yeah.
I am. Anyway, as we start to wrap up our newest episode, I guess we'll move into our manifestation minutes.
Yeah, sounds
or
good.
Moldavite minute. Are we still doing that?
I don't know. You're the one who was working with Moldavite.
I have been continuing to work with Moldavite, and I'm kind of regretting it.
So maybe
I should stop.
Yeah, maybe.
I guess I'll start. Mm-hmm. So my Moldavite minute. I've continued to work with Moldavite, and it's almost as if every single thing that could go wrong has.
Yeah.
Which is classic Moldavite, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But as a major stone of transformation, I'm choosing mm-hmm. to like see a light at the end of the tunnel mm-hmm. and be like, okay, this is something that has been real shitty.
Yeah.
But it's going to help me grow.
Yeah.
And then like, I've had some family issues, like found out that my uncle unfortunately had to get his leg amputated.
So he did end up.
Yeah, it was really bad. And just like, you know, like that's, you know, I kind of want to be there to be like help supportive mm-hmm. and whatever. And that's weighing on me. And like, you know, just one thing after another, I got sick, Jaden got sick.
So like the reason that we haven't recorded an episode very recently is because like, yeah, you got COVID,
I got COVID,
I moved, Jay then got COVID, you then had a seizure.
Yeah.
We then got all this news about us having to move the store.
So it's been a lot, and I think I'm going to put the Moldavite on hold for a bit. Like put it in a glass case away. Thanks, Kyle. If you're listening. But yeah, it's It's interesting, though, because I feel like my perspective on it has changed.
Uh-huh.
I've gone from being like, screw you, little green thing, to being like, all of this is meant to be.
Yeah, fair enough.
And although it's a lot and it weighs heavy on my mind, it's still like, you know what? It's going to make me better.
Yeah.
I'm going to improve from this. We're going to improve.
Yeah, we're
going
to be able to evolve. Yeah. We're going to have room to evolve.
Which kind of makes me go back and be like, isn't that the whole point of Moldavite? Like, that's its whole thing.
It's
burn it down, start again.
Yeah. It was just the timing of it all. It was just not ideal, but also, you know, as a friend of mine once said, growth doesn't come from comfort. Oh, so
that's true. Mm. So, and the other thing, actually, I'm going to insert myself in this.
Yeah, absolutely.
The other thing I'm manifesting is that, you know how we always joke and say we'd love a fleet of Teslas?
Oh my God, for your fucking Tesla to come back.
I'm manifesting that my, like, Tesla will actually come back.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, it's going on 8 months ago now.
Yeah.
We got rear-ended. Which is just really shitty. But we got rear-ended and the Tesla needed to get repaired. But that was 8 months ago.
But because it's a Tesla, like, not your average, like,
Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, auto vision repair or whatever can just, like, take that on.
Yeah, and they needed special parts. And then, of course, because they needed special parts, it was like they, during everything with, you know,
COVID
and, like, they had to order them from a special area and that they had supply chain issues. And then when they got it...
It was the wrong part.
So they had to... Sorry, I'm just screaming. They had to do it again. And then, yeah, so I'm... And every time we call, they're like, we can't give you a timeline. And I'm like...
But Jay got given one, didn't he?
Yeah, so recently they're like, it could be 1 to 2 weeks. And so I'm manifesting that that's going to happen.
I'm manifesting it for you.
Thank you.
I mean, I do love the Jeep.
The Jeep is fun.
There's something about the Jeep that I really enjoy. And I never thought of myself as a Jeep person until you guys got the Jeep.
It is really fun.
Yeah.
Also, like, short king things. I need to, like, hop into it. It's, like, just too tall for me.
I do enjoy a car that you sort of have to hop into, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's me. I'm manifesting
that my Tesla.
Yeah, what about you, Jess?
I'm manifesting a couple of things. I'm first and foremost manifesting life to just settle for a few weeks, so that we can actually record a few more episodes, but also just so I can sort of mentally play catch up.
Yeah.
So definitely manifesting, just, it doesn't need to be forever. Just give me like a fortnight, 3 weeks tops of just like nothing
so that I
can just mentally reset and get my bearings and et cetera, et cetera. I'm also manifesting that the next Perth bookstore crawl goes well.
Ooh, yeah. Tell us about that because you organized.
I did.
Like... Really, something that hasn't happened in Perth before.
No. So, for anyone who may be on BookTok, you may have come across me. I don't know. But basically, something that I do every year around my birthday is I take myself, and it's just myself, on a Perth bookstore crawl. I don't drink. So I go to local independent bookstores. There are a bunch sort of within like a 20-minute radius of each other, sort of in the Mount Lawley, Mount Hawthorne area. And I travel along them and I like check them out, buy a couple books, et cetera, et cetera. I happened to make a video about it just very casually and it blew up on TikTok. And I was asked to organize something. So I did. And last month we had our first ever Perth bookstore crawl. About 50, 60 people showed up.
Amazing.
Which was really amazing. Met a lot of cool people at the local bookstores, offered us some really generous deals for those participating. It was really great. Was more successful than I really thought, given that it's a free event.
Yeah.
More successful than I thought it would be. I have planned the second one to happen.
When is the second one?
Second one is August...
Not the 3rd.
20th or 21st? 21st. August 21st.
Ooh, okay.
It's based in Frio this time.
Ooh.
Because I was asked to organize one south of the river. So it's based in Frio. We're visiting Paper Birds, which is like a children's
bookstore. I love Paper Birds. Yeah,
bookstore.
I went there when I was teaching.
The New Edition bookstore and the Elizabeths, that's like near the Frio Markets.
Yeah.
Because I was also asked to incorporate a secondhand bookstore this time.
That's a good idea.
So I'm hoping, because this one's also a little bit more accessible via public transport, I'm hoping that it will be run as smoothly as the first one. And I have a few other sort of like bookish related projects kind of in the back of my mind that I'm stirring up, and I'm hoping that the Perth bookstore crawls will kind of help catapult those a little bit. So that's what I'm manifesting as well.
Excellent. Mm. That sounds so exciting. I'm going to have to come to this one. I missed the last one.
Well, the last one was on Jay's birthday. Yes. Yes. It was Jay's birthday.
Yes. And so. I'm still kicking myself for missing it. But anyway, I won't miss the second one. So I'm very excited.
Awesome.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
It was so much fun to get back behind the microphones.
Yes, definitely. But thank you all for your patience. please DM us if you have any more questions about
always
recommendations for certain rooms in your home or whatever it may be.
And if you're interested in sponsoring the Crystal and Stone podcast, we are open to listening to your pitch.
Absolutely.
Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. You. Have a wonderful day. Bye. Be safe.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.